Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Don Ahern joins us. He's president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals and a major supporter of President Trump. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals. It is a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
When was the first time you met Donald Trump?
You know, the first time I met him was right here in Las Vegas, almost exactly over four years ago, up at the Sunset Station. We attended a rally that he was doing there.
And what did you think that first time?
Well, I liked him. I liked the president, you know, from the day I met him and so forth. I have to admit that early on, I was kind of a Ted Cruz fan originally. You know, but as I got to know, you know, President Trump, that, you know, I became very, very impressed with him and have been ever since.
Are you friends with Phil Ruffin, the owner of Treasure Island?
Yeah, I've met Phil Ruffin. I sure have.
And he, of course, is very close friends with the president. Have you and Phil ever had discussions about the president?
No. I wouldn't say I know Mr. Ruffin at that level. You know, we've never had a chance to really visit.
If you do, he is one of the most fascinating people I have ever known, and his mind for financial dealings is beyond anything. And the fact that he made $1 billion just selling the New Frontier was a pretty good deal there. Let me ask you about this. It seems that Nevada is still in play, judging by the fact that the president came to Carson City this weekend. He came down to Las Vegas, went to church in Las Vegas, went and did a fundraiser over in Newport Beach, came back to Nevada, and the fact that the Democrats are spending a whole ton of money in the state, it says to me that Nevada is not a purple state at this point, or not a blue state at this point in time. It's still a purple state. Would you agree?
I would agree with you completely.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you think people had it so wrong before?
Well, I think you've got to look at, you know, this state was always a red state. And, you know, like I've said before, you've heard me say it, I'm a Nevadan through and through. But I was born here in 1953, and it was always a Republican state, you know. And look what's happened to it here more recently with the shutdown of the Strip and the, you know, I don't know how possibly our population here in the state of Nevada could be very pleased with what's happened, you know, particularly with our governor.
Well, and you've certainly had your battles with the governor. May I ask you how the lawsuits are going against the state and the governor himself that you filed?
Yeah, well, we've enjoyed filing that lawsuit. You know, we did it with a certain level of excitement, and you know, we were very angry at the way we were treated here in this state by this governor. So, you know, we're just waiting for our day in court. I look forward to it, you know.
Do you have any idea of the time frame of that at this point?
No, I don't. You know, okay. We've had two judges. They started with one judge and they went to another judge, and both those judges have quit. Now we've got a third judge. So, you know, they're just kind of flip-flopping around on it right now. Well, we're waiting for our day in court.
Let's go back to talking about the president. How do you see this playing out? You know, obviously in rural Nevada, and certainly judging by the turnout for the rallies that the president had in both Minden and Carson City, huge numbers, and I think underreported by the press in a lot of cases. People at the Minden Airport tell me that 30,000 people showed up at that particular rally, and around 5,000 people showed up in Carson City. So presumably, no doubt about the rurals. In southern Nevada, how much support does the president have? Or are the Democrats going to take southern Nevada without any issue?
Well, I can tell you in my little neighborhood, there's only one non-Trump sign on the street, and every house is a Trump sign. But, you know, we obviously have a lot of Democrat population down here in the South, and the unions probably aren't as strong as they've been, you know, in these hotels, because the hotels are shut down right now. A lot of people have actually kind of left the state potentially. You know, the thing that I'm most worried about, you know, is the voter fraud that's going on right now. You're probably not aware of much of it yet, but it's going to be coming out over the next few days. But I really think that President Trump has a good chance of turning Nevada red. I think some of the polls are actually showing it, and he knows it. And that's one of the reasons he's putting a lot of energy into Nevada here.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come right back more with Don Ahern after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC cafe and bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Kenny, Dad?
Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
This stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC cafe and bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Don Ahern. Before we went to the break, you were talking about allegations of voter fraud. What are you hearing and what is going to come out?
Well, what I'm, you know, as you know, I keep my ear to the ground pretty close, and some of my folks that are involved in the whole voting process and watching over, and anyhow, there's a registry, you know, that shows all the people that have been moved out of Las Vegas or out of the state, there's a registry. You can check those votes against that list. And then there's another registry of all the people that have died. And we've already got 1,000 here and a couple of hundred there. So those lists are being done. Now, it's a pretty early on, so we're not going to have, the specific numbers right now, but the numbers are already coming in. And I can tell you that, you know, it's probably in excess of 1,300 people right now, fraudulent votes.
It's interesting. I mentioned this on the show the other day. A friend of mine was feeling lazy during the primaries and had her husband sign her name to her ballot in the primary. And they got a letter back from Washoe County saying that the signature did not match the signature on file. What's your confidence level in the registrar in Las Vegas that they'll be able to catch whatever problems crop up?
You know, it's a little hard for me to say. I just hope for the best. I hope that this fraud doesn't overwhelm the situation or the whole system out there. You know, I was sent a picture today of four postal trucks right here in town that were kind of mysteriously parked on a back street. And of course, the things I just mentioned to you. So I don't know. It's going to all come out here. It's just a little early right now, Sam, to be talking about the facts of it all. But the I wished we were sitting here right now saying, so far, so good. But it's not so far, so good. We've already got clear evidence of problems. It's problematic out there right now.
You had mentioned that people are already leaving town. Moving out of town. I know during the last recession, we certainly saw literally thousands of people leaving Nevada in the construction business, going elsewhere where the jobs were. Do you have the same sense that we're seeing people from the service industry leaving because of the shutdown here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, there's been an exodus, and it's not as deep as yet as it might going to be here soon. You know, if they don't open up this state sooner than later, we're going to have problems. You know, many of the hotels are suffering right now. Some are doing kind of okay, a lot of those based on the local level. But what we don't have right now is the convention trade that's coming in here, you know, and keeping these hotels utilized, and they're not getting good rates, and there are a lot of people applying for jobs. I myself, you know, I only have the hotel that I'm sitting in right here, but you know, most of the jobs that we have, maybe 1300 1200 people here in the state of Nevada, are more on the service side of the industry, where we're providing services and rental equipment. But what we've noticed is a lot of people trying to apply for jobs. That's personally how I can kind of feel, you know, how the motion is going, is when we start getting a lot of people. In fact, just prior to this show, we were interviewing a job applicant that had been laid off from Stations Casinos that, you know, was in charge of their engineering and their air conditioning and heating and plumbing and electrical and all those things, you know, had gotten cut back during the COVID. So those people can only last so long without a job here. And then eventually they tend to move back with family and other communities. And of course, you know, I'm very, very upset that we haven't opened up this state in an adequate fashion. In fact, one of the largest violations I can imagine is this losing of the rodeo, you know, here in Las Vegas, you know, the national finals rodeo. I mean, I don't know, maybe you know, Sam, but I hear we've lost it for maybe up to five years. Is that right?
Well, that's not according to published reports. They're saying it's just for this year and that they'll be back next year. But I'll be interviewing Rick Velotta tomorrow from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who covers all these kind of things, and I'll ask him about that. But at the moment, what I'm understanding is it's a one-year deal for them to leave, and then they'll be back. But let me ask you this. So at this point, the governor has opened up meetings to 250 people. Is that not enough at this point? Because, you know, one of your beefs was that there was a 50% rule, and your lobby can hold 1,800 people, so your event should have been able to hold up to 900 people. What level do you think that we should be opening up to at this point with all the health restrictions put in place?
Well, I think if we were to just stop the 50 and under rule, or what now is a 250 or under rule, you know, I mean, if you're going to play, if you're going to participate in it and you're going to have some level of closure, then it ought to be at least 50%, you know. I mean, in our hotel here, I mean, how are you going to really have an event with much less than 250 people? It's, you just can't really get any traction, and, you know, very hard.
Once the governor started opening up the state, I know from other hotel casinos that we've talked to that they were starting to get a lot of phone calls from people who are ready to have parties, who are ready to have Christmas parties, office parties, etc. Are you getting that kind of response at the Ahern Hotel for your convention hotel?
Well, we are. And one of the things that we're trying to focus on right now is a lot of Christmas parties coming up. But we also, we don't know what to do for New Year's, you know. Are you going to have a New Year's party with 250 people or less? You know, that's not a very big party for New Year's. And, you know, this town, Las Vegas, Reno, throughout the state, we need to have a good, strong New Year's and kind of open this thing wide open. And maybe 2021 could be a real winter year for us. I mean, we need some recovery.
All right, so then let me give you the counter argument and you tell me what you think. I mean, there are a lot of people that still have concerns. You know, people don't want to travel by plane. The airlines are in big trouble because there's no bailout for them at this point in time. They're burning through cash like crazy. And the planes are flying with half to a third filled at best. Southwest has cut, even between Reno and Las Vegas, the flights have been really limited. You're seeing the traffic on the weekends coming from Southern California. But I mean, do you expect, even if we were to open up to whatever number you wanted, that you're going to see the return of business to even close to what it was before COVID?
Well, obviously, it's, you know, there's so much damage has been done. And there's so much fear out there, and people are concerned, they're scared, and this thing's not going to turn around overnight. But I think it, you know, humans are pretty amazing, that, and they can kind of readjust and get going. But I think if we had some real good opening action in the next 30 days, 45 days, that I think that, you know, without the rodeo, we're not going to have much. So pretty much the town's going to be pretty much dead, in my opinion, until the end of the year. But I really would like to see it New Year's. I think New Year's is really important to me, to really see this strip kind of light up for New Year's, you know. And then we can kind of jump back on it. We don't, you know, we're a service provider to the convention industry. You know, we provide thousands of pieces of equipment, mostly forklifts, you know, to the convention people. And those poor folks who have been working in the convention industry are really suffering, you know. You know, they kind of work a week, off a week, and, you know, it's a little hard on them, even though they make a good wage when they're working. It's still a pretty tough gig for them all. And, man, we just don't have anybody here during the middle of the week, you know, because this – basically, Las Vegas, whether you knew it or not, or everybody knows it or not, but you know, we're a convention business during the week and we're a tourist industry on the weekends, you know, Friday through Sunday. And we just don't have anything going on during the middle of the week now to really keep this occupancy up.
No, and I mean, that's obviously the same story, you know, in Northern Nevada as well. Were you concerned when Wynn Encore decided to shut down during the week because they just didn't have enough business to keep themselves going? And they've been a real leader along with you in terms of all of the cleanliness and sanitizing that could possibly be done.
Yeah, well, I can certainly appreciate where the Encore is coming from. You know, I mean, they've got a business to run. I understand that. And but there's so many people that are out of a job during the middle of the week. You know, they just can't staff up. I mean, I'm sure they've got some minimal staff there, but you know, a lot of these people are, and now that the people are about to be evicted out of their apartments and their homes and all those kinds of things, you know, Nevada is not a residency of people that were born here. I mean, I was born here, but you know, a lot, most folks move here from somewhere else. And that means they've got roots. They got family somewhere back home, and they're migrating out of here. Now, if the town was to come back next year, let's say second quarter, you know, something like that might hopefully be good. I know we've got some definitive conventions that have been booked, some fairly large conventions for, I believe, next June. And that may be the earliest. I haven't heard of much happening in the convention business in the first two quarters of the year. So I think it's going to be a little slow what's going on there. We got a lot of suffering to go. But if this workforce was to exit Nevada to some degree, you know, we've got to not only get the tourists back, but we've got to get the workforce back as well.
All right, let's take another break. More with Don Ahern after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Equipment Rentals. I know that you know about mining being attacked in the second special session and looking to raise their taxes by the legislature. What I'm hearing now is that there's a movement to raise the commerce tax across all business and not to go after the mining industry specifically. Just give us your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I've been a big voice against the commerce tax. You know, the commerce tax was passed. It was the highest taxation of our entire state was during that legislature where Sandoval and we had a Republican governor, the assembly and the Senate, and it was 16%, if I remember rightly, you know, and the commerce tax was passed. Biggest increase in taxes ever that was passed. And now they want even more. And well, first off, the commerce tax should not be a real tax because it's against the Constitution. It doesn't really cut mustard and it really, you know, I don't know if you remember, Sam, there was about 19 different tax rates within that. I mean, what happened to equal taxation, you know, amongst the people? Everybody should be taxed equally. And of course, mining was exempt and so was gaming. So mining and gaming was behind that in pushing that all through. But I think the commerce tax is a flawed, amazingly flawed tax and will probably be tested in court at some point in the near future.
And that's where we have to leave it. You have given us a lot to think about in the last half hour. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you after the election.
Thank you, Sam. Good to
see you. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.